bright colors, white, yellow, blue, and red, complemented by the simple black and gold frame. Untitled by Charmaine von Wiegand is simple. Some may say that it seems almost childish to use colorful squares and rectangles. However, to me, it looks modern and polished. Charmaine von Wiegand's take on neoplastism, or new art, uses primary colors, non-colors, squares, rectangles, and straight, horizontal, or vertical lines. In the 1950s, however, she moved away from neoplastism. Discussing this change, Charmaine said, "I'm not a disciple of it today. I still believe in the principles, but the expression that I'm making now is different and is motivated in a different way, and therefore must have a different basis. This different basis came from an interest in Eastern philosophy. Tibetan art ideas became center to her work after she moved away from neoplastism." Born in Chicago, von Wiegand also lived in Arizona, San Francisco, and Berlin before ultimately arriving in New York. Charmaine studied journalism, theater, and art history at Barnard College and Columbia University. She was a writer and originally wanted to be a playwright. She began painting casually in 1926. This piece was created almost 20 years later in 1945. I was drawn to this painting because the colors remind me of the children I work with when I volunteer at Raintree Montessori. Does this painting seem too simple, as if a child could have painted it? Do the squares look like a child's building blocks? Are the lines intertwining, creating a maze, or are they simply next to each other? Do you see a beginning or an end? Part of the beauty of art is we can each look at this painting and see different things. This has been Cora Griffin with another Bulldog Podcast.